With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States is developing contingency plans to evacuate Americans from the Middle East in case the Israel-Hamas war spreads.
In the words of White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, it's prudent contingency planning. However, he stressed there are currently no active efforts to evacuate Americans from the region beyond charter flights the U.S. government began operating earlier this month out of Israel. Meanwhile, President Biden and Saudi Arabia's crown prince spoke by phone about the deteriorating situation in the Mideast. It was the two leaders' first interaction since before Hamas attacked Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's another no-go. Republican Tom Emmer has abruptly abandoned his bid to become House Speaker. Emmer of Minnesota withdrew hours after winning the internal party nomination once it became clear he would not have enough support from GOP colleagues for the gavel. He reversed course after Donald Trump objected to his nomination and hardliners in the House denied him the votes he would need. The first major snowstorm of the season is expected to hit the Northern Cascades and Rockies and North Dakota this week. Meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says a snowstorm is going to travel from Montana to Minnesota over the next few days.
And that's going to impact portions of the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies, including a large portion of Montana, before it extends further east out across portions of the Northern Plains, impacting North Dakota and portions of Minnesota as well.
The National Weather Service is warning of hazardous travel on snowy mountain passes and ice on some highways when snow initially melts and then freezes as road temperatures drop. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 205 points, the NASDAQ rose 121, the S&P 500 advanced 30. This is SRN News. A leading American ministry is planning a big gathering.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will organize an international evangelism convention in the spring of 2025. The European Congress on Evangelism will be held in Berlin and will welcome hundreds of leaders and representatives from all over the continent. Every poll indicates that Christianity is fading away in Europe, and it's hoped the gathering will spark a wave of evangelism that will turn the tide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General filed a lawsuit to stop what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious school. Gentner Drummond filed the lawsuit with the state Supreme Court against the Oklahoma Statewide Virtual Charter School Board. That body voted 3-2 in June to approve an application by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma. The state constitution prohibits the use of public money or property from being used for the benefit of any church or system of religion. SRN News. Internet platforms are keeping close watch on a case before the Supreme Court that could change the way people use the Internet. Bob Agnew reports from Capitol Hill.
Major platforms from what used to be Twitter to Facebook have taken up the habit of restricting what content is allowed or blocked on their sites. Some lawmakers say it's become a form of political censorship. Conservative legislatures in Texas and Florida have passed laws restricting the ways in which platforms may restrict user content. One law was upheld by an appeals court, the other struck down. This term, the High Court is set to decide whether the laws pass muster with the Constitution. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Meanwhile, dozens of U.S. states are suing Meta platforms for harming young people's mental health and contributing to the youth mental health crisis by knowingly designing features on Instagram and Facebook that addict children to the platforms. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.